Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Mem Ches, and we're holding roughly 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud. The Shia today is being given here in North Miami Beach. Zok to Gemara, Omer Yehuda Berei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Rav. We're talking about Hilchos Zimun, as we've already learned in the Gemara. You have Zimun of 3, and you have Zimun of 10. When you have Zimun of 10, as we all know, you add Hashem's name, Baruch HaVekenu Shechalma Mishaloi, as opposed to just Baruch Shechalma Mishaloi. Now what happens if you don't have full 10? You have 9 that have eaten Dagon, and 1 that has eaten Yerek. Can they also be Mitzdarif? It's Dr. Yehuda Bered of Shmuel Bashilas of Shemed Arav, Tisha Achu Dagon, 9 ate bread, the Echad Achal Yerek, and 1 ate vegetables, or some other food, non-bread. Mitzdarif, and they are Mitzdarif to a minion for Zimun. Similarly, Amr Abzeir, Boy Menei, Merav Yehuda, Shmoyne Mahu, what's the halacha of 8? Shiv Mahu, what's the halacha of 7? Omalei Loshna. So he told them it makes no difference. In other words, just like 9 plus 1 are Mitzdarif, 8 plus 2, and 7 plus 3 are also Mitzdarif. As long as the others ate something, they had to at least eat Yerek. So it's more Shisha. Now we have a Girsa here, Shisha Vadai Lemi Voili. I didn't ask about 6. Why didn't he ask about 6? Only Rabbi Yemi Shaper Abdestoli Boilach. It's good that you didn't ask about 6, because how some time am I? What's the reason why 7, 8, 9 are all good to Mitzdarif with 1? Bishim Dikarub, because you have Roiv. Hachanami Ikarub, you also have Roiv. So you didn't have to bother asking about 6. Once you heard that 7, 8, 9 are Mitzdarif, then 6 is the same thing. But why Taka didn't Reb Zera ask about 6? Because he felt that maybe it's not enough to have a simple majority, it has to be a strong majority. So you have to have at least 7 to eat, and not just 6. So that's the push of Shat in the Gemara. The word vadai is not clear. Shisha vadai v'miboyeri. According to what we've learned, the reason why he certainly didn't ask is because he was so sure that 6 is not mitzdarif, he didn't bother asking. However, you notice that there is an aref of the Bach, and the Bach takes out the word vadai, and he says that according to Rashi, one should be goydis vai v'miboyeri. Woe is to me that I did not ask. In other words, I feel bad. I have charata that I didn't ask about 6. And in fact, if you look at the Rashi on the 4th line, that's the way it sounds. Rashi says, V'yu savar, onto the first of the narrow lines, Reb Zera shohi koyvel u'mescharet. Mescharet means he had charata. He regretted al shalei shol al shisha that he didn't ask about 6. So v'dilma ruba d'minka shabar v'inan. The reason why he didn't ask is because maybe you need a ruba d'minka, p'lechel dogan. However, and if he'd asked about 6, perhaps he would not have been matir. But perhaps he would have been matir. Anyway, so bottom line is, instead of vadai, it's vai. Oy, I feel bad that I didn't ask about 6. That's how the Bach learns pshat based on this Rashi. However, the Masoris Shas brings a pshat of the Kesem Mishnah, which is a very, very beautiful pshat. The Kesem Mishnah says that the word vadai is just Rashi Tevois. Because the Shaila was, you remember, Tisha Achlu Dagon, the Echad Achal Yerek, and now what the Gemara is saying is, Shisha Vidalid Achlu Yerek. When it says Vadai, it's Rashi Tevis, 6, 8 Dagon, Vidalid, meaning and 4, Achlu Yerek, that's Vadai, that's Rashi Tevis. You'll notice there's a Gimel in my Gemara, the third is a Shas. Says Tevis Vadi, who Rashi Tevis, the Dalit Achlu Yerek. Okay, so if you want to write Yanai Malka Machas. By the way, nowadays when a person does want to bench and you have 7 people that washed, 3 people that ate, even though they didn't eat, they didn't wash, but if they ate, you can mitzdarif them to Zimun. However, if 3 people didn't eat at all, you cannot be mitzdarif them. They've had to eat at least something. People say a story that when it comes to a minion, it's enough to have six mispalim, right? Shisha mispalim, then you can go and say kedusha, you can go and daven and do everything else, even though you didn't have 10 mispalim, you have six, okay. Shisha mispalim is also a minyan b'dievet, as long as you have 6 plus 4. Breitzach levot akasha, how come when it comes to minyan, 6 and 4 is enough, but when it comes to eating, you have to have 7 and 3? So one chacham answered, which means, why does it bother you that one more Jew has eaten? You should be happy. Nuchayid Baruch Hashem ate, instead of complaining and saying, ah, it should be just 6. You want more people to be able to eat and enjoy and then be able to go and match. Okay, the Gemara tells the story. Yanai Malka Umalkis, a Krichristim Hariyadar. Yanai Hamelech and his wife were eating bread, breaking bread together. And Umidakotel Hugarabanon, and unfortunately, because Yanai Hamelech had killed all of the Talmidei Chachamim in his generation, Lehavalei Inish Lebaruche Luhu. Now, what is this about that he killed all the Rabbanon in his generation? Rashi reminds us of the Gemara in Masechtas Kiddushin, that Yanai Hamelech was from the base Hashmanoi. And in addition to being, to desiring to be the Melech, he also wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara told us in the Masechtas Kiddushin on Daf Samach Vav that there was a person who, a person by the name of Elozer ben Poira, who was a very, very bad person. And unfortunately, he was Maushin on Klal Yisrael and on the Rabbanon. And he said to Yanai HaMelech that the Rabbanon don't hold of you. Libam shel Purushim Alecha. That the Purushim are upset with you, Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech says, why, what, where? And so then there was a meeting of the Rabbanon, and then the Gemara tells us that there was a person among the Rabbanon who questioned his right to be Kohen Gadol. That person's name was Yehuda ben Gedidia, and he said to Yanai HaMelech, Rab loch keser malchus, keser malchus is enough, hanach keser kahuna lezare shalaharn. Why don't you leave the kahuna gedoyler for the kahana? What's the problem? He was also a Kohen. Now the problem was, Yehuda ben Gedidia told the Chachamim and told the king that there is a report about your mother, Shehayu Oimrim, Imoy Nishbis B'moydiyan, that his mother, unfortunately, that's Yanai HaMelech's mother, was taken into captivity. As a result, she was a Shavuya, and she may have been Nishala Min HaKohuna. Therefore, her husband, that's Yanai HaMelech's father, had no right to go and marry her because of the Isser Isha Zoyna V'Chalola Lo Yikachu, Isha Grusha V'Chalola V'Zoyna. Anyway, therefore, he said that Yanai HaMelech is no longer a roi to be Kohen Gadol. In fact, he's not roi to be a Kohen, he is a Cholol. The Gemara says that Yivuka Shadova V'Lo Yimotze, they made a full-blown investigation. And it turned out that this report was faulty. It's what we would call today fake news. Yanai HaMelech got very angry, and he decided to go, at the advice of the loser ben Poira, he decided to go and kill all the Chachmei Yisrael. Yanai HaMelech's wife, Mrs. Yanai, had a brother by the name of Shimon ben Shetach. As soon as she heard that her husband decided that he was going to kill all the Rabbanan, she called up her brother Shimon ben Shetach, and she hid him so that he would not go and so that her husband should not kill her brother. Anyway, to cut a long story short, because there were no longer any Chachmei Yisrael left except for Shimon ben Shetach, we have a situation now that it came time for benching, and apparently Yanai HaMelech was such an Amoretz, he was king and he was Kohen Gadol, but he was such an Amoretz and he didn't know the benching on his own. Remember, they didn't have bench luch yet, so they needed someone to go and lead them in the benching. So it says, they didn't have a person to bench. Presumably that means both Zimun Raboisai, and then to recite the rest of benching and be moitzi everyone. So back to Yimar. Yimar says, start again. Yanai HaMelech Umalkis HaKri Chodif Tavari. Another day we're breaking bread together. Umidakotel Hu Rabbanan. After they killed all the Rabbanan, after Yanai killed, they didn't have a person to bench for them. So Yannai said to his wife, Man Yovan Gavra the Mvarchla, who's going to give us a person that's going to lead us in benching? So she said to him, Mishtavali di Maisinulach Gavra, it's weird to me that if I bring you someone, with Mitzaris like, that you're not going to cause him pain, and certainly that you're not going to kill him. Ishtabla, so he swore, I see, say, and then she brought her brother, Shimon ben Shetach Achva. So the king gave him kuvid and had Shimon Shetach sit in between him, the king, and her Mrs. Yanai, Queen Yanai. Omar Lei said now Yanai Amelech to Shimon ben Shetach, Chazis, see, Kamiyaka Binaloch, look how much cover I'm giving you. I'm sitting you here next to the throne. Omar Lei, so Shimon ben Shetach said to Yanai, Lav atkom righteously. You are not giving me any kavod. Alei ra'yisihi demokrali. It's the Torah that gives me kavod. It says in the pasuk, Sal Suleha, Usrein and Mecca. If you're going to go and lift up the Torah, it will lift you up. Dechavdecha, Kisibchavkem. It will, when you will be mechabit it, it will hug you from the lashon of chibuk v'nishuk. In other words, the Torah, if you are mechabit the Torah will be mechabit you. If you're going to start there, or start in Mecca, you're going to go and learn it, and be maroim in it. If you're going to elevate it, then the Torah is going to be mechabit you, and is going to go and hug you. So, bottom line is, said Shimon ben Shetach, you're not the one that's giving me covered, the Torah gives me covered by the fact that I learned it. Oh, my love. So Yanai was not pleased with that comment, and he said to his wife, Kochozis, you see, to him, Kabul Morris, that the Rabbanim, they do not accept my authority. These guys, you know, if you will, they're chutzpahdik to me. Anyway, but Les Brady couldn't do anything because he already swore he's not going to do anything. So Yobulei Kasel Bruche, they gave him the kos shel bracha to go and bench. Oma said Shem Mitzvah, Hechi Avrich, what am I going to say? As we know, as part of the voice, we say, Baruch Shechal Mishaloi. I can't say Baruch Shechal Mishaloi. I didn't eat anything. So what should I say? Baruch Sheochel Yanei B'chaveira Mishaloi. Is that the nusach that I should say? There's no such nusach. And therefore, he took the kos that was handed to him, Shaslu Kasa. He drank up that kos. And then, Yavolei Kasa Chun, and they gave him a brand new kos for benching Ubaruch, and he benched on that kos. Meaning, that he figured that drinking a cup of wine will be enough for the tziruf and enough to be moitzi everybody else, bezimun and invention. However, Omer Abba, Reid of Chiyah Bar Abba, Omer Yechanan, Shimon Min Shetach, the Ovid Legan Mehu the Ovid. Shimon Min Shetach, when he, with Chazoy Yifiyat, when he conducted himself in that fashion to allow himself to bench and say the zimun based on just drinking one cup of wine, this was his own view, which is only a minority view, because the majority view is not like that. Rather, what is the majority view? This is now Reb Abba, the son of Reb Chiya Bar Abba, and now he is saying in the name of his father, this is what my father said, in the name of Reb Yochanan, now we know why there's an Amr of Yochanan in parentheses on the prior line, because the printer presumably felt the tints I see on the next line to probably hear too the Abba braid of Chiyah Bar Abba Amr of Yochanan. But the reason why it's taken out presumably is because the Abba, the son of Reb Chiyah Bar Abba, is the one that's speaking on his own. Reb Abba, he happens to be the son of Reb Chiyah Bar Abba. What Reb Abba say? He said Shimon ben Shetach made this decision and conducted himself in accordance with his own singular dissenting minority opinion that drinking one cup is enough. Because the Hachi Omer, this is what my father Reb Abba says in the name of his father Reb Chiyah Bar Abba. Say it's close to Reb Abba was named after his Zaydi, which of course even common today. Or today, hopefully, it's after Elta Zaydis and Elta Zaydis. But regardless, so the Baba is now saying the name of his father, Chiyah Bar Abba, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, The oil made away says Rabbi Decha was an Achiyoriko Kezai Yitzogar. It's one thing to be mitzdarif to Zimun, like we said before, if you eat Yerek, but you want to be Moitzis Rabbim, you want to be the Mizamnein, you want to be the one that leads the benching. Ooh, that's a different story. For that, we need to go and say, for that we would need to have someone who ate Dogon, and obviously, Reb Shimon ben Shetach didn't eat any Dogon. And now the Gemara asks either Meisvei or Kedesanya, it doesn't really make a difference, it comes out the same. If you want, we can say it with Kedesanya, because that's what the Bach says. Kedesanya, like we learned in the price. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Olav Behesiv Imohem, if a person went and joined people that were sitting Beheseva, he joined the party, he joined the Suda. And for the way, Tabli Moem Elevatir, even if all he ate was dinking, Haran dinking, he dunked his or dipped his challah or piece of bread in tzir. Tzir is literally fish yoach, fish sauce, or today any one of the various dips that you can buy in the market. Or if he only ate one groigers would mean one small dried out fig. He can mitzdarif to the benching. But, says the Gemara, just like Rav Abba in the name of Rav Yochanan, that for purposes of being moitzi, for that you have to have a kezayis togan, you have to have eaten bread. It menami of Chana Bar Yehuda mishmei the Rava afilu leitova imon elevatir v'leochan imon elegrekasachas, even if all he did was tinkan, he immersed, he dipped something, a piece of bread, a piece of challah, a piece of a wafer, whatever, Petzir. You may remember years ago, all of the Sheiris applied to Eden, when the tikkun was given during the week, or even on Shabbos, they would go and take their piece of sponge cake, or the piece of marble cake, and they would go and dip it into the schnapps. We'd have a schnapps gravy, and they would dip the cake into the schnapps to make it nice and moist. So you had two tabli moim of the tzir, they would go and toivel in tzir some sort of dip. So if they only ate a small kreger, a small dried out fig, mitzaref lezimun. However, to be moitzi, and moitzi sheichel kizayis togan, like we just said. Again, Amr Chana bar Yehuda mishmei the Rabbi Hilchasa, ochal olah yerek, if you ate an ala is like a leaf of yerek, like a lot of the leaves and salads that they sell today. B'shof the koish liayin, and or if a person drank a koish of wine, mitzaref lahoitz, mitzaref, even mitzaref for zimun purposes. Lahoitzin a moitzin, sheyachuksai is talking however to go and be moitzi others. You got to make sure to eat a kezayis. If you want to get the zimun, you have to eat the kezayis of zog. Okay, we can put two dots over here. And now we start discussing the structure of the 3/4 brachos in benching. I say 3/4 because, as we know, we've learned already a number of times that the bracha of Hatayva native is midravah. But as we've also learned in the past, this is not unanimous. In fact, there is a very distinguished Tana, which we're going to see shortly, and we quoted this Tana earlier on in our Gemara, that holds that the din of Hateva Meitzid is in fact your right. If you're wondering where we had that, that was back on Mem Vav Omid Aleph, fourth wide line, because Hateva Meitzid is your right. And we'll see that in fact this is a big machloikis, whether Hateva Meitzid is Drabanan, as we typically hold, or whether it is a your right. So says Iman, Om Rav Nachman, Moshe Tikam Yisrael, Birchas Hazan, B'shosh Yored Lehem Manu. Moshe Rabbeinu was masak in the bracha of Azana Sakar. So, to be sure to explain, Avad and Avada, the first three brachas of benching, according to everybody, is Minafarida. There is no doubt about that. So, the Echalt of Savot of Erachta, as Hashem Alekecha, you have to make a bracha. And we're talking about at least on Lechem, because in the previous pasuk it says, Eretz Asher Loidim Eskenes Trichal Ba Lechem, etc. And then the next pasuk says the house was what to it. So no question about it that you have to go and bench. The question is, and how do we know three brachos? I think Mar is going to say shortly based on the words in the pasuk. But what is the text of the pasuk? That we don't find in the pasuk. We just find that there's a chiyuv to bench. Maybe it's enough to go and say, thank you, Hashem, for the food that you gave me. Remember, we had such a binyamin raya a few blad ago, that in fact that was his whole benching. Brich Rachmana, the Havilon, Mora, the Havilon, Lachma, the Havilon Pas. A whole bracha was 6 or 7 words, and the Gemara said that with that he could be Yoitza, the first bracha in the benching. Anyway, but that's not the Matbeah Shetabach Chachamim. The real Matbeah was Mesukon throughout the generations by some of our greatest leaders, like Rav Nachman says, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael, Birchas Hazon, B'Shoah Sheyard Lehem Man. When the man came down with the Shemayim, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin, Hazonis Oilam Kula B'tuvay B'chein B'chesed Rachmim, through the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazonis Akor. Yeshua Tikkun Lehem Birchas Haoretz, and the Bach changes B'Shoah Shenichmasu Haoretz, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, he was Mesakin, the Nuidu Lechua Hashem Pekenu, Al Shem Chalto Abiseinu, Eretz Chem the Tevur Chava, and ends off Halaoritz from Muslim, that's the Birchas Haoretz that Yeshua was Mesakin when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So the Rishloim et Tiknu Boinu Shalom, they were Mesakin the third bracha, Rachim No Hashem Hakeinu Yisrael Mech, Rishloim Birecha, Masim Eskant Birecha, that all talks about Eretz Yisrael and Yishalayim and Tzion. Oh, that was Bishas Dabar Rishloim, but they were Mesakin Boinu Shalom. The reason why it's called Boinu Shalom, because it starts off with Rachim No, but ends off Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinu Barachim Avir Shalom, and then we say Amen. Now, we see Dabar Shloime, the Gemara explains Dabar Tikkun HaYisrael HaMech VaYishlaim Erecha. That's how we thought of Rachim No Hashem HaKeinu HaYisrael HaMech VaYishlaim Erecha. And Valsiyon Mishkan Kroidecha, the Amalchus Bistab Mishkecha L'Vayis HaGadu VaKodosh, that latter part that was Shloime Tikkun. Shloime Tikkun HaLavayis HaGadu VaKodosh. Dabar HaMelech couldn't say it because the Beit HaMikdash was not built B'yomav, as we know. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said that since David had various sins, he was not Zocha to build the Beit HaMikdash, but rather Shlomo HaMelech was the one that built the Beit HaMikdash. He was the one that was Mesakin HaLavayis HaGadol HaKodesh. And then Hazoy Vamneitu, that's the fourth bracha, that was the Yavna Tiknua, that's the Sanhedrin in Yavna. It was Mesakin Keneged Haruke Beita, the Yomer of Masno. He said, Yom Shinitnu Haruke Beita Lekfura, Tiknu B'Yavna Hazoy Vamneitu. Hazoy Shlo Yisrichu Vamneitu Shinitnu Lekfura. The Master tells us that the stories of the Haruge Beita. Who was Haruge Beita? After the Beis Mikdash was unfortunately Choruv, there was a very, very large group of Klal Yisrael, thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, that had moved to and were centered in Beita. And at one point they decided they're going to rebel against the Romans. And that was known as the Kochba Rebellion, Bar Kochba. Many people thought at the time that Bar Kochba is Mashiach. Unfortunately, their hopes were dashed by the fact that the Romans won the war against Beitar and against the Yidden. And just to teach the Jews a lesson, the Romans said, we're not going to allow for anyone to bury any of the Meisei Beitar. We're talking about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of the Yidden that Nebuch were killed and were lying out there in the street for an extended period of time. And Klal Yisrael had to negotiate for a long period of time. Ram Gamliel was the main negotiator, if you will, and he had to pay them a huge, huge fortune until the Romans agreed to go and bury all of the dead. And the reason why Ram Gamliel was able to pay such a fortune is because he basically raided the otzros, the treasury of his own family, because Ram Gamliel was based on Nossi, and the Nisim had a very large endowment fund, if you will, and he had to go and pay most of that, or large part of that, to the Romans. Anyway, ultimately, Baruch Hashem, the Romans relented and allowed Klal Yisrael to go and bury the dead. And this is, we're talking about months, if not years later, and the Baruch Hashem, all of the bodies remained totally intact. Not one of them deteriorated or decomposed. That was considered to be a tremendous, tremendous mess. And that's why they said, Hatoyf, Hatoyf Shli Hitzrichu. Ha'meitiv Shinit L'Kvur the Baruch Hashem, that they were all eventually given to Kvura. Why was that added to the benching? I can understand you should make a bracha like that, a chvayt, on the yard site or the anniversary or something. It was maybe Chlais on Tisha B'Av, on Yosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What's the Indian of putting it part of benching? So it's an interesting word of the Tzlach. The Tzlach says that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was the Klal Yisrael were terribly despondent because the Umas Oidim were saying, and people could start thinking, since until now the Shechina was shared in Klal Yisrael, and the Shechina went away as a result of the Churban Habayis, Ef Shechas Hasholim, Klal Yisrael will no longer exist. Just like a guf cannot exist without an Neshama, Klal Yisrael cannot exist without the Hashra Shechina, Shechina B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So from the fact that Haruge Beitar Lo Yisrichu, that Hashem made a special nest that they didn't decompose, is the chasimen that even in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still be the Shomer of Klal Yisrael, and he's still watching over us. And if that's the case, we see that we still have that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even post the Churban of Yerushalayim and the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the reason why we say this right after the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, that Klal Yisrael realizes, yes, this terrible Churban. We're hoping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Behevi, Amen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore the glory and majesty of the Shechina being with us in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. But for the time being, we also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever Hashra there is now in Golus is with us, Baruch Hashem, as manifested and symbolized by the fact that the Meisim Lo Yisrichu, and so therefore we are appreciative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has not abandoned us altogether, notwithstanding our sins and notwithstanding the terrible, terrible harm. That's basically the word of the Tzlach. Anyway, continuing on, the Gemara turn around. Say the Birchas Hamazon Kachi. The Say of the Birchas Hamazon is the following: Bracha Rishonah Birchas Hazon, Hazon Es Oilam, Shnei Birchas Aretz, that's Noida Lecha, Shlish is Boid Yerushalayim, Rachim Na, until Bnei Yerushalayim, Revias Hatoy Vametiv, that's the Bracha Baruch Ata Hashem on Kinem Elch Oilam, Akir Ravina Makiat Rein Barin Galein, Kedushin Kedush Yaakov, Rein Rei Yisrael, Malach Hatoy Vametiv Lakoil, etc. Ubishabbas on Shabbos Maschul Benachom Umesayim Benachom Vaim Mekedusha Sayyoyim the Emsa. Now this Maschul Benachom Umesayim Benachom, as Rashi and Tosis explain, this is just another variation of the text of Rachimna. And that is that instead of using the words Rachimna, some people started off Rachimna, that brach of Rachimna, by using the Lashon of Nechama. And the reason why they did that is because, after all, we are being espoused to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Remember Yerushalayim, remember the Kroyis HaBismigdash, Alavayis HaGadol VaKadosh. So it's befitting to use the expression of Nechama, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kon B'Menachemos, and like Nachmu Nachmu Ami, like we say on Shabbos Nachmu, or just like we say on Tisha B'Av, the Lashon of Nachem in Shmoneh Esrei. So there's another girsa, instead of saying Rachim, that they would go and say Nachim. Regardless, the basic structure of the of that bracha remains the same. If you take a quick look first at the Rashi, at the top Rashi, B'Shabbos Maschul B'Nachama, top line, K'leim Ha'inat Tzarech Lo Yisayim B'Lev Ha'afchul B'Shal Shabbos El Maschul U'Mesayim B'Nachama. Rashi is saying that on Shabbos, don't change the general structure of the bracha of Rachim, leave it the way it is, start it and end it with Nechama. Bin Yerushalayim Korin Nechama, Kalech de Maschul, Bin Rachim, Bin Achmeno. Bin Yerushalayim, that bracha of Bin Yerushalayim is called Nechama, regardless of how you begin the bracha, whether you start off Rachim, no, or you say Nachmeno, it's all the same, it's called the bracha of Nechama. And then if you look at the Tosis, he goes into this a little bit more detail. First full toisis, middle of the Omid, Maschul Benachama, Pirish Bekuntris, Pirish Hakuntris, Lav Dafka Maschul Benachama. He doesn't really mean to be Maschul Benachama, or Messiah. Ekloimet Ein Tzorech Lahaskish Shal Shabbos Loib Tzichol Ben Benachama. Ela Be'emsa. When it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, we don't change the general text of Rachimna. We leave the Rachimna at the beginning the way we say it during the week. Avu Maschul Messiah Benachama Yishalayim Kemer B'chol. Same as usual. Shoymer Rachim, the Choysim, and the end of Boyne Yerushalayim, Amen, or Boyne Barachu Yerushalayim, Amen. ויש מסחילים מסרב רחם, ויש אבן אחמנו, וחויסים בנכון הסציר עם עירך ובן ירושלים, ונויסים תם בדבריים, זה רחם הבא לשם תחילה, ואין להם מתחכנונה בשבס, אבן אחמנו אין לו לשם תחנונה. So he says, well, Nahira, because he feels that Nachem is the same Russian as Rachem. Anyway, bottom line is, this expression, the Gemara in the Chama, that Yamaschu ben Chama, Sayim ben Chama, is just another way of saying that the structure of Bracha number 3, which begins with Rachimna, or Nachmen, and ends off with Baruch Ato Hashem, Boini Barachu Yisholoim, or it ends off Nechama Tzivei Recho, Vinyin Yisholoim. Regardless, that Bracha remains intact, and it's the same during the week as on Shabbos, with one exception. The Gemara says, "Va'im kedushas hayoyim be'emtza," that we throw in at the end of Rachimna, right before Uvenei Yerushalayim, we throw in the words Ritzei, like we say on Shabbos. If it wasn't for the Ritzei, then right at the end of Rachimna, we would continue on Uvenei Yerushalayim, as opposed to the Sidurim and the Ben Shalach, that split it up, and they have to split it up because we have this additional tefillah of Ritzei on Shabbos. But without the Ritzei, it's really one long bracha. That's the reason why the average individual who looks into the Siddur for the first time thinks to himself in Yerushalayim, that's the beginning of a new bracha, but really it isn't. It's just the conclusion of Rachimna, and it's only split up because of the insertion of the Ritzei on Shabbos. Anyway, so that's what the learn in the Brayta, B'Shabbos Maschul B'Chama, Sayim B'Chama, Va'im B'Kiddush Sayyim B'Emtza. Reb Lezer gives you much more discretion, and he says, Ratzel Oimer B'Nechama Oimra, if you want to add the Ritzei, you can say it in Nechama, in other words, in Rachimna, like we just said, where we normally say it. If you want to say the Birchas Oret, if you want to say the Noidulcha Oimra, you would say it where we say the Avadisim, Oimra, if you want to go and say it somewhere in the bracha that the Chacham Masakir in Yavna, in other words, in the middle of Atev HaMetiv, it's Ochkut. The only one that Reb Lezer leaves out is Birchas Hazan, and in fact, there's a machloikis whether that's intentional or whether that's just an omission, meaning that there are, in fact, other Gersois, I believe, in the Tukrei Seifrim, where Reb Lezer says, Ratzal Oim Ben Chama Oimra, Ratzal Oimra B'Hazan Oimra, B'Bichas Aretz Oimra, B'Bracha B'Yavnet Oimra. In other words, Reb Lezer allows you to go and insert it anywhere. First bracha, second bracha, third bracha. B'Chama Oimra, no, Ein Oimra B'Chana B'Vad. You gotta say it Tafti Ben Chama nowhere else. Frank Yimara, Chacham Hain Tanikama. The Chorah the Chacham saying the same as Tanikama, because Tanikama also said you can only say it Ben Nechama. Eftim Oikam, and now you the Eved. What happens if, in fact, you said Ritzei in the middle of Noidulcha, instead of where you would normally say Al-Hanisim, you said Ritzei? What's the story? According to Tanakama, no, b'diyabed yur yoytzim. According to Chachamim, no, ino inu l'chon b'vod, by using this strong expression, that you can only say it in the Chama exclusively, if b'diyabed you said it anywhere else, you're not yoytzim b'diyabed. Okay, Zoti Marietz. Until now we spoke about the text of the benching. The Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, and David and Shlomo were misakin the text. Now we're going to talk about the makoyer, the origin of benching. It's Tanur Abba. Minay lebichas amazmin atayri shenem vichalt vizvot virachtas Hashem alakecha al-eretz atev ha-shenos ambach. Keep in mind the full words of this pasuk, because from this pasuk you're going to learn the makoyeres for all of the brachis. So again, the chalf the tvasa berachta, es Hashem alikecha, al oretz ha-toiva, Hashem nosum lach. That's at least all of here in the Torah or ha-shoim. So it says in Brayt, minayin b'richas mazim in the Torah, shenem b'yichalf the tvasa berachta. And now, hu berachta, zu b'richas hazan. Berachta means the first bracha of benchi. Es Hashem alikecha, zu b'richas hazimon. Now, b'richas hazimon always comes before b'richas hazan. And because of that, the Vilna Goin switches around. If you look at the Aleph, he switches around the order, and he says, Uvirachta, zu birchas hazimun, et Hashem lekecha, zu birchas hazan. And it makes sense because of the order of the benching. So therefore, Uvirachta is birchas hazimun if you have three or more. And then, et Hashem lekecha is referring to birchas hazan, and then if the prophet continues on, Yechalt v'sarata, Yechalt v'sabot v'irachta, et Hashem lekecha, ala oret, zu birchas oret, this is the noidalecha. Hatoyva Zuboinu Yerushalayim. Then what does Toyva have to do with Yerushalayim? V'chei Toyva Hahor Hatoyva Hazel V'halvonoy. So Hahor Hatoyv is referring to Yerushalayim, where the Beit Hamikdash is situated in the Har HaBayis. So Hatoyv is from Lashon Hatoyva. And then the pasuk continues on, Asher Nasa Loch Zu Hatoyva HaMeitiv. Ooh. So you see, according to this Mandi Omar, the Atoiva native is not something that they were misaking in Yavne. The text, perhaps, was put together in Yavne. However, this is a Dioraisa according to this Mandi Omar. Of course, we generally do not follow this Mandi Omar. We feel that Atoiva native is Rabbanu. But this Mandi Omar puts Atoiva native together with the other three on the same level, the Choyra of a Dioraisa. Eli El Achav. Now I know that there's a chiyuv of Bechas Mazon after eating. L'fanu minayin, how do I know that you're supposed to make hamloitzi? Amrit kal b'chayim, yeh v'kal b'chayim. Kishu saveya mevorech, kishu royim v'kol shkein. We had this gemara already earlier on, back on Daf Lamed Hey. But the gemara already said over there, akal b'chayim madach when a person is hungry, I'm sorry, madach when a person is already satisfied, he thanks Hashem for the food. Alachas kam v'kam, a person satisfies Hashem when he's royim, when he is hungry. Where do you see this kal b'chayimer? Presumably you would say it, you would see it on Erev Yom Kippur and Matzah Yom Kippur. Meaning that on Erev Yom Kippur, before you start the Tanis, the people bench, sure, and then after Yom Kippur is over, a person starts eating once again. When do you think the person is more thankful to Hashem for the food? Is it when he finished eating Erev Yom Kippur? Or is it when he's able to eat once again Matzah Yom Kippur? I think most people would say Matzah Yom Kippur. Oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for ending the fast and allowing us to eat. So, Madach, when you make a bracha kishu saveya, certainly you should make a bracha kishu ro'ed from this Kal B'chaymer. Now, this Kal B'chaymer probably does not have the status of a full-fledged D'oraisa, because we hold that all brachas l'fanav are d'rabbanan. It could be that this man, the Yom, holds that it's min ha-tayram. However, the Marsha asks in the back, if this is really a real Kal B'chaymer min ha-tayram, l'chayra, I should say, that just like you make three or four brachas after eating, Kal B'chaymer, you should make three or four brachas before you eat. And of course, we only make one bracha. So it appears that it's not a Kal B'chaymer gomor, it's more like an asmacht, if you will. Rebbe Yoimer, Einet Tzarech. Not clear what the Einet Tzarech is referring to, and therefore Einet Tzarech. We may not need this additional bracketed language. What is Rebbe Yoimer? Yichaltas Lot V'Rachta. We start again. Zu Birchas, not Birchas Hazon, but according to the Vilna Gaon, this is again Birchas Haziman. In fact, the Vilna Gaon leaves out a couple words. Hashem V'Rachta, Nishvatzilei, Es Hashem Lekecha. Oh, so he puts in Hashem Lekecha. The reason, you'll see in a moment, we don't need the bracha from, remember, according to the Tanakama, we learned according to the Vilna Gaon that v'svot v'rachta v'rachta, v'chalt v'svot v'rachta v'rachta is referring to the birchas haziman. Then es Hashem v'kecha is referring to the birchas hazon. Rebbe is now saying, v'chalt v'svot v'rachta, es Hashem elokecha, zu birchas hazon. It's the v'rachta, es Hashem v'kecha, that's all included in the birchas hazon. A brichas azimun, I don't need uverachta, because had I learned mikad l'shem iti nafka. We learned at the beginning of our perek that you learn the itin of zimun from kad l'shem iti, when roi mishmiyachtav, or from kishem hashem ekra hava gadol elekeinu. That's how we know the din of brichas azimun. So I don't need this pasuk to teach you hilchoy zimun. So now that I've covered uverachta Hashem lekecha, let's continue on. Al oret zu brichas oret. That's of course noy tulucha, and that's the same as the Tanakhama. Atoyv is uboynu shaloyim v'chein uoyim ahar atoyv azel v'alvonay. Again, the same as the previous Tanakhama. However, v'atoyv amayte b'yavna d'knua. That's not min hatoyra, that's b'yavna. And that's because of the harugei beitar, like we said, higher up on the omit. In the Avi Achra, l'fanu minayin, how do I know that you make a bracha l'fanav? Now, before we learned it from Akal v'choymer, it could be about that. Rabbi says, "Ein tzarich." We don't need the kal b'chaymer because I have a raya from the pasuk itself. Tamaloyma, Asher nasan b'cha, Misha nasan l'cha. From the time that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the food, when I should give you the food before you ate. When Hashem gave you the fruit, so the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk, of course, is referring to the Oretz. It's Hashem Lekech al Oretz HaToyv Hashem Nasalach. The way Rebbe is dashing Hashem Nasalach, it's also referring to the food. Yichalt is what's Virachta. On what? Hashem Nasalach. Hashem Nasalach, Mishem Nasalach, as soon as he gave you the food, you have a requirement to go and bench. To say a brach on the Fanaf. Rebbe Yitzchak, oh, you may the Tzarech, I don't need that, Rasha. How do you only have another Pasuk? What does it say in the Pasuk? Vavadatim es Hashem alekechem, uveirach es lach machal v'smei necha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bench your lechem and your mayim. If you're vavadatim es Hashem alekechem, if you're going to serve Hashem Yisborach, then Hashem will bless your lechem and mayim. However, the word that tashes, al tikhi uveirach, don't tashen uveirach, that Hashem will bless, elu uvarech, that you should bless. Eimas I kori lechem, what is it called? Lechem, koinim shiach venu, before a person eats it. Before a person eats, it's called lechem. By the time you eat it, and you've eaten it, it is now part of your digestive system. So when it says, uvarech es lachmacha, that you're supposed to go and bench on your lechem, that means kodesh shechla. Ibnosin says, I don't need that limit. I'm another limit. Hari oimer, luvayachem o'ir, keim timtzen o'isai, b'term yala habamosa le'achol, ki lo yorcha lo'omad boyoi, ki hu yivorech hazemach, What is this all about? This is talking about Shaul ben Kish. Kish, the father of Shaul, had lost his chamoirim, his donkeys. Shaul was looking for them. He couldn't find them. And then it occurred to him, maybe I should ask Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel being the Navi, having Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Maybe he could help him locate the donkeys of Shaul's father. So the Pasuk says that Shaul went and asked a number of young ladies who were standing together, do you know where Shmuel HaNavi is? And they said yes, and they gave him what we would call today a langa megillah. And they said, Kivoyachem o'ir, when you enter the city, came Timson Oise, then you will find Shmuel. But tell him, Yala b'masa, before he goes up to the Bama, lechol to eat, Kivoyachem o'am, because the rest of the nation are not going to eat at Boyoi until he arrives on the scene. Ki hu yivarech hazevach, because he's going to make the bracha on the zevach. The bracha that we're referring to, by the way, is not a shehakrel, but this is a birchas hamitzvot. Rashi, in fact, brings the nusach of the bracha. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Hushteta Rashi, ki hu yivarech hazevach, it's about a third down from the top of the Amud, a third down, quarter down. Ki yivorech hazavach, says Rashi, lemedcha shetoun levorech lefnei achila al hazavach. From this pasuk we see you make a bracha before eating. What was the bracha? Oim v'borech asher kishon b'tzoy, so the tzivonu lechoil es hazavach. Ve'echem tzivonu v'abosar toichal. Ah, so there's a bracha, lechoil es hazavach, when you eat a carbon. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, that is the raya to our question. We wanted to know, how do you know a bracha lefanav? Well, I see from the case of Shmuel, who yivarech hazavach, he's going to eat the carbon, he's going to make a bracha before you eat the carbon. The Mepharshim, by the way, discuss at length how can you learn the bracha, which is birchas hanehenin, a bracha on food, from basically a birchas hamitzvah. Okay, ayin shum in the Mepharshim. But the point of the pasuk is that we see from this that you make a bracha before eating. After Shmuel will make the bracha, then Yerkha Kruim, then all of the guests will eat subsequently. Pray to him, Chokach Lama. It's a langa megillah. All Shaul wanted to know is, where is Shmuel? So they say, I got some maitre. Bavarichan, here you're going to come to the city. Kemtin to Oysad, here you'll find him. When? The Tanyala Bamasa, before he goes up to the Bamalech. Why? Because the people are not going to eat until he comes. And then he's going to be making the bracha. And then they're going to eat. You know? What do you need such a lengthy answer to Shaul? They should simply say, he's going to be here in a few minutes, he's going to go up to the Bama, he's going to preside. What's it there? Langa Megillah. And for the Imam of Isha Noshim Dabrani is saying, women, or at least these women, were quite talkative, and therefore they spoke longer than was really necessary. Shmuel Amrek, the Gestak of the official Shaul, the Shaul HaMelech was very, very handsome. Here it says that he was the tallest at that time, but more than that, the pasuk says right before it, for those of you that have the Torah or Hashalem and Oizvav, it says, V'loy ha'yavein, Kish had a son, Ushmoy Shaul, Bachur v'toiv, Vein Ishvim ne'Yisrael, toivim menu. There was no one that was more handsome at the time than Shaul HaMelech. He was a person of great stature, physical stature, as well as spiritual stature. Anyway, bottom line is that's the reason why they talked so long to Shaul, because they were enamored by the fact that they were speaking to such a good-looking young man. That the reason why they spoke at such length is because after Shmuel HaNavi ended his tenure as the manik of Klal Yisrael, Shaul HaMelech took over. And we have a rule that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow for an overlap between one Malchus and the next, even by a thin width of a hair, Kamali Nima. Therefore, it wasn't time yet for Shaul to take over from Shmuel, so we had to wait for the women to finish their speech. There's a very famous story about the Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that he was once the Masada Kedushin at a Chasana, and when it came time for the chosen to give the ring to the Kala, he starts looking in his pocket and he can't find the ring. It's in his dot. What are we going to do? I don't have the ring. Said Ibshlim Zalman. Okay, so the chosen had to go home, or they sent a messenger to go home, and he came back about half an hour later. And of course, this was quite embarrassing for the chosen, especially in the eyes of the family of the Kala. Because what a tender, what a nar that he didn't go and bring the ring along initially. But he forgot it at home. After all, this is one of the most important things he's ever going to do in his life. Don't you think he should have had the ring with him? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, being not only the great Kohen and Tzaddik, but being such as a fine idol yid, he said, the boy said, you don't understand. We always go and say to Chosen Kala, Zolzan b'sho'a t'ilu mitzlachas, Zolzan ha'mazel t'gishu. Everything is precisely drawn upstairs in Shemayim what the moment of the Chasana should be. No, apparently an hour ago was too early. That wasn't the Mazel Degeshu. Now is the Mazel Degeshu. Now the Chasana has the ring. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Chasana to take place. And that's of course the reason why at all the Chasanas today, they have to have these lengthy concerts before the Chos and Kala go down the aisle, because they're also cognizant of this, that they want to find the exact moment because Baruch Hu wants the Zivig to take place. Okay, back to our Gemara. The Eimi al Brichas Hamazon, we're up to the fourth Y line. Eimi al Brichas Hamazon, I only know Brichas Hamazon that it has all of the Brachos Le'achrav, and based on these various Psukim, even a Bracha Lefanav. We hold, of course, that all the brachis lefanav, all the foods are to Rabbanan, so presumably all of these psukim and all of these rayas are more in the b'china of smachtas, not real derayas. How do I know birchas ha-toyra, that there's also mitzvah to make a bracha, Amr Bishmol, kal v'chayim al-chay yishom, b'vorach al-chay yishom, b'vorach al-chay yishom, b'vorach al-chay yishom, b'vorach al-chay yishom, meaning on eating food, which only gives us temporary sustenance, certainly in chay yishom, b'vorach, on the Hidig HaToyra, Avad and Avad, you have to go and make a bracha. And once again, the Marsha says, it's questionable whether this is a real, real Kal V'chaymer, because it's a real Kal V'chaymer. L'choyd, every time that you make a Birchas HaToyra, you have to go and save three brachas, instead of just one bracha. Some would say that, in fact, you do make three brachas, right? Because you say, first you start, Lafi B'divri Soira, and then Maharav No, and then you have Ashabach HaBonim Mikol Amin. However, many of the poskim learned that the first two, lastly, the recite of a harav, is really one bracha, not two brachas. And it's certainly not all three of them go together, because when a person gets an aliyah, he only says, Hashem Bukhar Bono. Anyway, ayin shom in the Mephorshim. But getting back to our Gemara, how do I know Bechat Tzayra, the Kal V'chaim. The Bechir by Nachmeni, Talmidei Shor, Rabbi Shmuel, Ayim Bishom, Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Etzach. I don't need to learn based on Kal V'chaim, I have a pasik. Hari Oimer al Arutz Tzeveshen Osalach. Well, Alonu Oimer Be'etna L'chayat Luchas Evan Hatzir Bat Mitzvah. So I have Asher Nosalach and I have Be'etna L'chayat. And in the second passage it says Torah. So therefore that is an allusion, that's a remnant to Torah. The Torah, you also have to make a bracha The Alor to say that the end of the Chalta to what we're after is a Shem Lekecha Alor is a Toiva Asher Nosan Loch Asher Nosan Loch the Etna Lecha. Just like over here by the Chalta to what when you're eating you have to make a bracha, the same thing is Ha'atzer Ba'mitzvah Etna Lecha Ha'atzer Ba'mitzvah also you have to make a bracha. The Meir Oymer, the Meir tells us something, another Halacha Minayin Shekshem She Mubarach Ha'atzer Ba'kav Mubarach Ha'atzer. How do we know that just like we make a bracha Ha'atzer Ba'mitzvah when things are good, you make a bracha Dayin Emes when things are not so good? Tavloim Hashem Nosan Lecho Hashem Eloi Kecho. And that the Lashon of the Gemara is not precise. It's really quoting the pasuk in slightly different order. It's Vichalta Sabata Verachta Es Hashem Eloi Kecho Al Oretz Atoiva Asher Nosan Loch. And the Asher Nosan Loch is telling you not the Oretz Atoiva but anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you as your portion. So it's Asher Nosan Lecho Asher Nosan Loch Hashem Eloi Kecho, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed you with and given you. And therefore Dayoncha, he is the eternal Dai, the eternal judge. Chaldin Shidoncha, whichever way he is Dan you, whichever way he judges you. How do I know that that's the way to understand the pasuk? Because the chayyim rai is from the fact that it says Hashem alekecha. Hashem, as we know, is a lashon rachmim, alekecha is a lashon din, and it's telling you whether it's rachmim or din, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu nosan lecha, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, that's what you have to make a bracha of the chalta zavata uvei zachta. You have to make a bracha. Yudim seiloim ein tzerach ali oimer toiva hatoiva. Now we're going back to the bracha on Birchas HaTorah. Remember we learned before Asher Nosan Lecho Asher Nosan Loch Alor Tzev Asher Nosan Loch, and it says the Et Lecho Es Luchis Eben HaTorah BaMitzvah, and before that we have the Kal B'Choymer Al Chayisho. So now to Yudim and Seir I have another line. It says it'll be here Toi V'HaTorah. It says here in the Pasuk Alor Tzev Asher Nosan Loch, it could have said Toi V'. Toi V'as Toi V'as Chayin Oim Shalech Toi V'as Toi V'as. Oh, it says Toi V'as, that's a remez to Toi V'as. Like the Gemara said earlier, that Toiva is referring to the Min Yushalayim. So the Toiva we have in Yushalayim, and the extra Hey, or Toiva, HaToiva, whichever way you want to learn it, one of the two comes to tell you when Yushalayim, and one of the two comes to tell you, Yechas HaToiva, that you have to make a bracha before learning. Okay, we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Bracha Batzlacha, Zagadah.